Hey everybody, it's Woody, and I am in the car, and I thought that it would be a good opportunity to have a, is this gonna work, but we'll call it a carversation. Carversation? Is that something? Let's see. Last time I did one of these, I was kind of in the weird emotional sort of state. I did two of them. Basically 2 days in a row, and it's the weekend, and I've got all my priorities basically taken care of in terms of like life priorities and stuff. It's the holidays too, but the holidays kind of make me feel like interesting, I guess. I've lived holidays in three places in my life, and this place I live is very cold this time of year, or it gets cold, and it gets gray, and it gets cloudy, and you know, it's not the cheeriest place, to be by yourself during the holidays, but I've got family close by and I've talked to them a lot. More importantly, this is about the time that you would be active, in the world, I guess. You go out and do things. And, I just realized something today, that one of my big, not even pet peeves, but just one of my irksome things that I don't really like is getting cold and not being able to be warm again, like instantaneously. So my car has seat warmers, so that's always good. But the rest of it, you know, like having to leave the car or having to leave house and have to get bundled up and stuff, that's not always fun. It can be fun. It can be fun to be cold and then to get warm again. So but yeah, so I'm driving to, do some writing, and I thought it'd be important, I don't know, maybe have a conversation about writing. Maybe that's a good carversation to have. So, I'm a very interesting kind of writer. Like, I have these kind of quirks or different things that I do throughout my process that really, I don't know if anybody else does it, but certainly everybody who writes or who create something, they have their own method for getting into their moment. So for me, I jam with music, but most importantly, and this is weird, but I write stuff like for GWA and non-GWA stuff too in public. So I can write at home, and I have written at home before, but for some reason, when I'm at home, it's easier to be distracted by the stuff at home. So you look around and you're like, oh man, I gotta put the clothes away, or oh, I gotta do dishes, or you know, any number of those things. And then of course it's easy to be like, oh, I'm gonna turn on, you know, the television and watch TV, or you know, play video games or whatever, you know what I mean? All of those things basically suck my time away when I'm at home. So I work from home, so it's another tricky thing as well. But back to writing, because I don't really go into writing with an objective or a goal. I have an idea, and I think, whoa, that idea would be really good. But I don't always workshop it as much as I could. Like, it might be helpful if I thought about the things I was going to write in a little bit more detail. Usually I'll start with, like, a pun or something clever, and then I'll go from there. The other thing is, it's hard to write for anybody. For me, my writing process is, I'm going to write what I like, but more importantly, like, I'm going to write to my comforts, and if I'm comfortable in who this person is or talking to them, you know, like in, you know, in a collaborative sense, I feel like really strongly about making sure that the dialogue matches the kind of performance that you want out of your collaborator. You know, I haven't really experienced the situation yet, because I've collaborated with a few people, but I haven't experienced a situation where either I've written something and it hasn't suited the person, or if I write it, like, or I'll run out of steam and I won't know where to go with it. Partnership is really important when you're doing collaborations as well, especially if you're doing something that you're writing or the other person's writing. And I say this because I don't know if I'd ever collaborate. If somebody wrote something for me, or if somebody wrote something with me in mind, which is tricky because I'm not the easiest person to write for, or to kind of be near, or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not your typical performer, I guess. But yeah, you know, like, the big thing for me is to get out of that comfort zone. It is going to take some, not challenges, but, like, it might just take a little bit of time for me to grow a little bit more comfortable. But I wouldn't want to do something that didn't have the vision or my take on the vision of the author. Like, I would want to respect that, which is also why maybe I'm being persnickety, but if I write my own stuff, then I don't have to worry about making somebody else upset over it. There's this other thing that kind of comes up a little bit, and I don't really talk about it much because, I don't know, like, I think in real life, I relate to it a lot, but lots of people just do improvs and ramble faps and whatever comes to their mind, you know, like in terms of like fantasies and whatnot. That doesn't work for me. And the main reason why it doesn't is because I need to have somebody in mind before I can do that. Like, it sounds weird, but like I can't do that unless I have somebody specific in mind. So that's to say, like, I mean, if you hear me do something, I'm thinking about somebody. But if you don't hear me do that, or if you can't sense that it's improv, then it's scripted, and I've written it pretty precisely. So that's something to keep in mind as well, for me. And that's also, too, to my comfort. I have, like, speech and drama experience. So, like, I grew up with that stuff in my life. As a teenager, I was a performer, first and foremost, you know what I mean? So now it's like I have to accept that I'm sexy, which is sometimes easier said than done. And then I have to make sure that what I'm doing is a performance-minded philosophy. So for me, that means that I have to have a scripted version of it. I don't have to memorize the script, but I do have to have the script nearby. So that I don't fail at it, basically. So, yeah. So that's kind of like my philosophy on writing and whatnot. I think that was all I was going to say. I hadn't really planned on talking about writing, but now I'm at my destination, so I should probably let this go. Oh, maybe I should tell you this. The reason maybe I'm bringing this up is because very soon, I will have, because I'm on my way to writing, maybe that's why I brought it up, but very soon I'll be releasing a bunch of my audio collaboration. So of these, I think I've written about 30 scripts. I've actually written about 20 of them right now, but I'm in the process of finishing the last 10, and again, going back to performance, like, I'm not going to perform all of the parts until I have them all written. That's just how I do it. Because I want my voice to be consistent, and I don't want to be, like, you know, different throughout the parts. So I think for that consistency and to make sure that I feel like I accomplished something, like, I can get this written all at once. So, or not written all at once, but I can perform this all at once after I write to my comfort. So I'm not like everybody else. I'm happy that I get to create and perform here. And I love seeing other people create and perform as well. And if that's the one thing I could probably do is to go out and appreciate other people for how they write and what they write. As a writer myself, it would probably help. And maybe even support more writers too. Maybe that would be a good thing. Thanks for listening. And like I said, be on the lookout for all the other stuff that I've written. You'll probably want to listen more than you want to read the writing. But if you like what you hear and you're like, oh, was that scripted? Or, oh, was that, you know, that sound natural? You know, that sort of thing. Check out the script. I'll usually have it posted alongside the production notes. So that's something to keep in mind. So anyway, I'll talk to everybody later. Bye.